From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is now conceding that Congress is not likely to meet his timetable for voting on a health care overhaul plan before lawmakers leave for a month-long recess. Speaking at a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio today, Mr. Obama said that's okay so long as lawmakers are working hard on a plan and not simply trying to avoid a difficult vote. The president also repeated his contention the measure will not be allowed to add to the pool of federal red ink.
I will not sign health insurance reform, as badly as I think it's necessary. I won't sign it if that reform adds even one dime to our deficit over the next decade. And I mean what I say.
President Obama had hoped the House and Senate would pass separate legislation overhauling health care before leaving for their August recess. However, the Senate's top Democrat, Majority Leader Harry Reid, said today his chamber would not meet that timetable. A sweeping corruption investigation in New Jersey has resulted in the arrests of three mayors, two state legislators, and several rabbis. The FBI says among the 44 people arrested in the wide-ranging corruption probe were Hoboken Mayor Peter Camerano, Secaucus Mayor Dennis Elwell, and Ridgefield Mayor Anthony Suarez. Separate money laundering complaints were filed against rabbis in Brooklyn and New Jersey. They face charges ranging from the trafficking of human kidneys from donors in Israel to laundering proceeds from the sale of counterfeit Gucci and Prada bags. New Jersey Governor John Corzine said the scale of corruption in the state, quote, is simply outrageous and cannot be tolerated. Better-than-expected home sales numbers are giving analysts reason to believe the worst may be over for the housing market. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes rose for a third straight month in June. The Real Estate Industry Trade Group says sales of existing homes are up 3.6% to an annual rate of just under 4.9 million units. NAR Chief Economist Lawrence Yoon says for housing, a variety of positives appear to be falling into place.
There is greater confidence among the home buyers now than before, recognizing that housing market is stabilizing. Perhaps the bottom is already passed or will soon be reached.
At the same time sales are picking up, the median price of an existing home was also up 4%. Department of Labor said today the number of jobless claims rose last week, reversing a downward trend. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
The number of people seeking state unemployment benefits increased by 30,000 to 554,000 on a seasonally adjusted basis. On the face of it, that appears worse than what analysts expected. The volatility in automobile layoffs makes it hard to tell whether the numbers are actually worse or in line with expectations when averaged out over a longer period of time. The overall unemployment rate stands at 9.5%. The economy has been sending mixed signals of late. Although some companies are starting to forecast better sales and profitability later this year, unemployment numbers suggest the jobs picture could mean a slower recovery. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 188 points. This is NPR. According to a new poll out today, America's image abroad is improving, though the survey conducted by the nonpartisan Pew Research Center says there are a few places where opinion has declined. The survey of two dozen countries taken this spring found that positive public attitudes toward the U.S. have surged in a number of areas since the election of President Barack Obama. U.S. favorability rose by at least 10 percentage points over the past year in 11 countries, including in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. French Parliament has adopted a law allowing stores in selected tourist or commercial zones to open on Sundays. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Letting stores stay open on Sundays was a key goal of President Nicolas Sarkozy, but the law was fought tooth and nail by unions and the political left, who claimed it would change a long-cherished way of life in France. The French public was divided, with polls showing people torn between the desire for convenient shopping and respect for the common spiritual and cultural break. Under the new law, shops in certain zones of France's largest metropolitan areas like Paris, Marseille, and Lille will be permitted to open on Sundays. But Sarkozy's majority conservative party had to water the law down from its original form because of the tough opposition. So all Sunday work must be voluntary and Sunday workers will be paid double time. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Ann Arbor, Michigan is saying goodbye to its daily newspaper. After 174 years, the last daily print edition of the Ann Arbor News rolled off the presses today with a three-word headline, Farewell Ann Arbor. The only daily newspaper in the college town some 45 miles from Detroit, the print edition is being replaced by an online news site called AnnArbor.com, and there will be a twice-weekly print edition. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.